Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 85 degrees, and it seems to be getting hotter as the days get closer to summertime. It's the sun is out, the skies are blue, and the skies are clear, and there's no clouds in the skies at all. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and you can have a good time if you come to Vegas, because Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and we enjoy your patronage. Now, the virus is on a down low here in Las Vegas, so we're asking everybody to wear masks and observe social distancing and to wash your hands at every opportunity. Every time you touch something, make sure you go wash your hands before you put your hands in your mouth or in your face or before you touch anybody else, because we're not trying to spread the virus and we're not trying to take it home with us. If you didn't leave with it, you're not supposed to take it home with you. So that's the weather report on G-Money Sports Weather Report. Now, let's talk NBA basketball in G-Money Sports Report. What's up, Las Vegas? All right, let's talk to DJ Papa D and see what the NBA looks like, what the schedules are like with the win-loss records in the Western Conference. Let's start with the Northwestern Conference with Utah running the show, the Utah Jazz on the top. So DJ Papa D, what's the breakdown for the conference? For the division.
Well, G-Money, in the Northwest, the Utah Jazz are on top with 50 wins, and that means they've actually clinched the Northwest division title. In second place, the Denver Nuggets have 44 wins, and they have clinched a playoff berth. In third place, it's the Portland Trailblazers with 39 wins. And in fourth and fifth place are the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder, both with 21 wins and both eliminated from playoff contention.
Okay. Well, it looks like Utah's going to be on a run this year, like they're ready to play in the playoffs. All right, so let's go to the Pacific Division and see what's going on with the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers and our favorite, the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Phoenix Suns are on top with 48 wins. The L.A. Clippers are second with 45 wins. Both the Suns and the Clippers have clinched a playoff spot. In third place, the L.A. Lakers have 38 wins. Fourth place, the Golden State Warriors have 35 wins, and the Sacramento Kings are in fifth with 30 wins. Lakers, Warriors, and Kings, all three, still in playoff contention.
Okay. Well, it looks like our Los Angeles Lakers still have a shot to make the playoffs. We know LeBron James is going to be back, and he's going to be playing in some Laker games to end the season, so they'll get some more wins, definitely, and that'll boost them up to playoff contention. So never count the Lakers out, because they're the defending world champions. Los Angeles Lakers. All right, let's go to the Southwest Division and see what's going on there with the Dallas Mavericks and the Memphis Grizzlies and the San Antonio Spurs.
The Dallas Mavericks are on top with 40 wins, followed by the Memphis Grizzlies with 34 wins. In third place, the San Antonio Spurs with 32 wins. In fourth place, New Orleans Pelicans have 31 wins. And in fifth, the Houston Rockets have 16 wins, and they are out of playoff contention.
Oh, well, see you next year, Houston Rockets. Even though they made the playoffs last year. But this year, they don't look like they got enough horses to play with the big boys this year. Okay, so that's the standing for the Western Conference. So let's see what's going on in the Eastern Conference. Let's start off with the Central Division with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers.
So the Milwaukee Bucks are on top in the Central Division with 43 wins, and they have clinched the Central Division title. In second is Indiana Pacers with 31 wins, Chicago Bulls have 29 wins, Cleveland Cavaliers have 21 wins, and the Detroit Pistons have 20 wins. And both the Cavaliers and the Pistons have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Oh, man. Cleveland Cavaliers can't win without LeBron James. And who did you say? The Detroit Pistons? Well,
yep.
They never had LeBron, so they never had a shot this year. So that's it for that division. So what about the Atlantic Division? What do they look like with the Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets and, I don't know, the New York Knicks? What's going on in that division?
The 76ers are on top with 47 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets, who have 44 wins. Both the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets have clinched a playoff spot. In third place, it's the New York Knicks with 38 wins, Boston Celtics with 35 wins, and Toronto Raptors with 27 wins.
Okay. Are all of them still in playoff contention in the Atlantic
Division?
Yeah,
They are all still in playoff contention, yes.
All right. Good job, Atlantic Division. You sound like the Western Division. You're the Pacific Division. You're doing it. You're playing ball to the end. All right. So let's see what's going on in the Southeastern Division with my boys from the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks and the Miami Heat are tied with 37 wins, followed by the Charlotte Hornets, who have 33, Washington Wizards at 32 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Orlando Magic with 21 wins, and Orlando is the only team that's out of playoff contention.
Well, sorry, Orlando. I feel like your uniforms, though. Your colors are bright, and they're exciting, but you won't be in the playoffs this year, so better luck next year, Orlando Magic. Okay, so that's the standing for the NBA for G-Money's sports report for the NBA, and that is May 10th. 2021. All right, let's talk National Hockey League. The NHL. What's going on in the NHL? Let's start with the Northern Division.
All right, starting with our friends in the North, in Canada, the Toronto Maple Leafs are on top with 35 wins, followed by the Edmonton Oilers, who have 33 wins. The Winnipeg Jets have 28 wins. The Montreal Canadiens have 24 wins. The Calgary Flames have 23. The Ottawa Senators have 22, and bringing up the rear, the Vancouver Canucks with 20 wins.
Okay. So everybody's still in playoff contention in the NHL. They haven't started the playoffs yet, or they haven't had people qualifying for the playoffs yet. Right, DJ Papa D?
That is correct.
Okay. So let's go to the Western Division. And let's see what's going on with the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are still on top with 39 wins, followed by the Colorado Avalanche, who have 36 wins. Then it's the Minnesota Wild with 35 wins. St. Louis Blues and Arizona Coyotes both have 24 wins. The San Jose Sharks and the LA Kings both have 21 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Anaheim Ducks with 19 wins.
Okay. Well, let's see what's going on in the Eastern Division then with the Maple Leafs. I don't know where they're from, but I know they're winning that division. I remember that name.
The Maple Leafs, huh? Okay. So the Maple Leafs are in Canada, actually. They're in Toronto.
Oh.
But in the east, in the east, we have Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Washington Capitals, who have 35 wins. The Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders both have 32 wins. The New York Rangers have 27 wins. The Philadelphia Flyers have 24. The New Jersey Devils have 19 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Buffalo Sabres with 15 wins.
Okay. Well, that looks like the breakdown for the three conferences, the three divisions. What about the Southern Division, or are they the Central Division in hockey?
They are the central division. So there's a three-way tie for first in the Central Division between the Carolina Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. All have 36 wins. Following them, it's the Nashville Predators with 30 wins. The Dallas Stars have 22 wins. The Chicago Blackhawks have 24 wins. The Dallas Stars have 22 wins. The Detroit Red Wings have 17 wins. And the Columbus Blue Jackets bring up the rear with 18 wins.
All right. Well, that sounds like the breakdown for the National Hockey League and G-Money's Hockey Sports Report on May 10th, 2021. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some more music and more of the show in a minute. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and made sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out, and I made the call, and my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. Peace.
Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I have a short joke that I want to share with my listening audience, and it goes something like this. There was a little boy that was getting ready to go to bed. And his mother said, you have to say your prayers before you get in the bed. So she sat by the bed, and her son got on his knees, and he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. God bless my mama. God bless my daddy. God bless my grandma. And God, and goodbye, grandpa. And the next day, they found out that their grandfather had died. He had a heart attack and died suddenly. So the next night, when the mother put the son in bed, he sat down on his knees and he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. God bless my mama. God bless my daddy. Goodbye, grandma. And then they found out the next day that his grandmother had died suddenly. And the next night, he was getting ready to go to sleep, and his mother and his father were both in the room with him. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. God bless my mama. Goodbye, daddy. And the next day, his father was so worried that he was going to die that he did everything to make sure he stayed safe. He usually takes 30 minutes to get to work, and he took an hour because he gave everybody the right of way, and he was real cautious in driving down the street to his job. And when he got to work, he ate his breakfast real slow, and he ate his lunch, and he made sure he didn't eat anything with any bones in it, like no fish and no chicken, because he didn't want to choke. And he was real careful as he was driving home at the end of the day. And he made it all the way through the day, and he came home, and his wife said, you know, it was a strange situation. Our postman that we had for the last 20 years, he had a heart attack and died this morning. All right, that's a G-Money joke. G-Money the Pimp coming. All right, DJ Papa D, I'll play a song. Play one of my songs. Let's play the one that I love my mama, and we'll dedicate this to the mothers for Mother's Day on yesterday. Since we didn't have the show this weekend, let's dedicate this Mother's Day song to the mothers all around the world. And we'll be
and
back
I went in with a white girl. This girl has soul. Oh, she can dance her butt off. She dance better than a lot of black girls I know.
I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I love my mama, I love my daddy, even DJ Papa D. I love my mama, I love my daddy, I love all my brothers, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Crazy Matt. I love my mama, I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. I'm G-Money. I love all my brothers. love my mama. I love my daddy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I don't shower. I don't shave. I masturbate 3 times a day. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm so damn funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. I can do it like that. I love my mama. I love my dad. I'm G-Money. I can take you there. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's how it goes. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. I'm G-Money. Now you know. I love my mama. I love my dad. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money. The Pimp Tommy. I work the Vegas Strip. I'm telling jokes and I'm writing songs, cause that's my gift. I love my mama. I love my daddy. I love all my brothers. I'm G-Money, the Pimp Tommy. If you don't know, now you know. And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes. This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. But now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for my listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. And you can get something to drink and get some popcorn to eat while you listen to this story that I have for your listening pleasure. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for their listening audience. And we'll be back for some more music and more of the show in a minute.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the lives of our mothers. My mother was born in 1931 during the Depression, and she lived with her mother, and she never knew her father. So she lived wherever her mother was working because her mother was a maid in people's houses. And they lived wherever her mother was working. And at the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world, except she had cousins that she ended up going and living with. So she finished school. She finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and she was on the Queen's Court during the homecoming of her senior year. She was a princess on the homecoming court. So she was a very beautiful lady, and they recognized it at the university. So she left, she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father, Willie Henry Girard. And in 1955, they got married, and in 56, she had her first baby. She had a baby girl, but the girl didn't make it. She was a preemie, and she didn't survive after the birth. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gregory Girard, and I'm my mother's first and oldest child. But my mother's had three other boys since then, and she had another girl, but her girl didn't make it. My mother seemed to not been able to carry girls, for some reason. But all of her boys are strong and healthy and are doing well. My mother was there all the time, and when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run, run, baby," like I was slow. And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. I was about maybe 10th grade. 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit.
She made clothes for, just one quick point, she must have made clothes for all her kids then, and she made clothes for you. So that means she made clothes for all of them.
She did.
She made
clothes for everybody. Randy had a suit, Donald had a suit,
I had a suit.
She was making all of our clothes back then, because I remember she made, because I think that year, 73, okay, I was in the seventh grade. The next year, I know she made my graduation. It was a nice little jumpsuit with a bow tie, big old bow tie back in those days. So
that's right.
I know. And if she made my graduation suit, she must have made your graduation suit, Gregory, in 1972. And then she probably, you know, she made clothes for all of us, so.
Yeah, because I know she made plenty of suits for me. I got many pictures of suits that you know. And we had names for them suits. Like, man, I was just like, yeah, I remember seeing all the patterns.
Yeah.
I remember
a lot of those suits. Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine making clothes.
Funny, you know, and she had all those sewing machines around the house, you know, once after, you know, when we moved into this house, like, we had three sewing machines in the furniture. And some of that stuff didn't even look like sewing machines, but it was sewing machines all over the place.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother.
You know, we have an amazing mother. I mean, you know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing. She's had so many accomplishments, you know, from her college degree from Langston University to moving to L.A. And all the accomplishments
died, then to go ahead and be married and stay married, you know, people don't even do that. And then, man.
Married to dad for how many years? 50?
Man,
59,
I'm
60 years.
She was married for 58 years.
And then when dad's buying property, the first house that dad had was, you know, they lived in over there off of La Brea and Hauser or something like that. And then when they moved to the house in L.A., their dad still hadn't used his army, his military benefits. So mom worked it out for him to use that and keep property. Yeah, mom knew how to do manipulate and work situations that dad wasn't even paying attention to.
Right. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA for the IRS.
She was an auditor, yeah. She was a revenue agent, an auditor, and she would go into companies and audit them. You know, and those are just some of her later accomplishments. She raised six children.
She was the president of Jack and Jill.
Two of our sisters died, but she raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble. Well, you guys were.
She was
not me.
She was the president of a whole region in Jack and Jill of America.
Yes, president of Jack and Jill of America.
She made all the programs for my football games from high school and from at the park. She made all the programs for all of that stuff. She used to make all kind of programs for the Golden Tees organization she was part of.
Her golf
she was
golfing.
Right. She was a founding member of the golf club, the Women's Golf Club in the city of Carson.
Hey, she used to put on tournaments and win first or second place all the time. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
She would come to Vegas and bowl in the sweepstakes, and she would win all the money in the sweepstakes.
trip. They must have traveled.
I used
the
to
whole
go to
country.
New Orleans to see your bowl.
They must have traveled the whole country to for Mom the Bowl. I was looking at some of those pictures, man. They were in Niagara Falls. They were in Florida. They were in they were in Texas. They were everywhere, man. They were in North Carolina. They were everywhere for Mom bowling. All those pictures of her on bowling teams with different people, you know what I mean, with all these ladies, like, who is this woman? And Mom is on there smiling bowl with that bowling ball and her bowling shirt with all her patches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mom was my den mother for the Cub Scouts. She was always there for us. You know, especially before you were even around, it was just Gregory and Randy and I, and we were just, you know, she used to take us everywhere. All summer long, we just rolled with Mom. We went to parks and museums
symphony. Man, I went to a couple of plays everywhere. And I went to Broadway plays and the Greek theater. And with Mom, she didn't stop. You know, she was still doing that when we got older, because she was part of like some membership theater club that would send her flyers, and her and Dad would go to all these plays. They were still going to plays until 75 years old.
The lot of the plays, right?
Yeah,
I used to go to a lot of plays with her.
Yeah, Mom.
Did you know
really
Mom was an actress?
The Green Mile. Yeah, she was in the first scene with all the seniors in the Green Mile. Yeah,
watching
TV. Right.
Mom was in a lot of little extra places. She was always going to Hollywood, trying to get in the extra mile. She was like, "You want to go be in a commercial?" And I was like, "No, I don't want to go. I want to go play football. I want to go lift weights. I want to go play basketball." I think about that like, dang, I had all the opportunities. She wanted to have art. She wanted to have us learn instruments, you know, how to play instruments. She had,
come
to the house.
Yeah, me playing piano, and Donald was playing guitar. Yeah,
I was like,
she was trying to get us musically inclined.
I was like, no, I don't want to do it.
You know, we could sit here and talk about Mom all day. My last comment is the thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself, and I just really appreciated that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us. When we didn't want to do stuff, she got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her, because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do, and she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved. And as long as I was willing,
she was really willing
to do that.
Mom was even, like, willing to sell tickets for you for your parties. Like, think about that. Like, wow. She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Like, Mom, I need. Mom, how can we get this? Like,
yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and brought me the money to pay my DJ, so everything went off smoothly. So we want to say thank you, Mama. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you. She's probably listening to this show. So we want to say thank you, Mama. Your sons love you. And we really appreciate the things you did for us. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much. Thank you very much.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Ooh. food to my soul. Yes, you are.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fans as they're listening to the radio show. We have a contest for the fans to win $50. So all they have to do is call into the radio station and tell us the name of this movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from the movie, and all you have to do is be the 18th caller to call into the radio station with the answer to the name of the movie that DJ Papa D is playing the clip for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, play the clip for the movie.
Sorry, Squirt. Some monsters just aren't cut out for the big league.
So, that was a short clip. Okay, well, fans, you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of this movie. So DJ Papa D, play that clip again so that they can get a good idea of what the movie is.
Sorry, Squirt. Some monsters just aren't cut out for the big league.
All right. Well, you got 5 minutes, fans, to call in to the radio show. So while we're waiting for the fans to call in and tell us the name of the song, I'm looking for the 18th caller. So, DJ Papa D, play one of my favorite songs. How about the short version of 65 is where I reside? 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. Sixty-five, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I thought she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee. The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant, and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me, and they looked and they bowed at me, and I bowed back. They bothered me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table, and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food, and we had a lot of fun. We talked, and we laughed, and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, cause my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Sorry, Squirt. Some monsters just aren't cut out for the big league.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Well, now it's time for me to see if I have a fan that won the contest that won $50 for naming the movie that we saw, that we heard the clip from. And I'm checking with my engineer, and no, we didn't get a winner today. So there's nobody getting the $50 prize today. So I'll put it back in the bank for tomorrow's radio show. The name of the movie was called The Monsters. The Monsters. And it was, when was the movie made? Like 1981, 82? Called The Monsters. And so I'll put the money back in the bank till tomorrow when we have our 3 o'clock radio show, and we'll give away $50 tomorrow if we get fans that call into the radio show and they're the number that I asked for. So, DJ Papa D, how about playing another song dedicated to our mother? How about Tupac? Or maybe The Intruder? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My favorite girl.
The only
until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing the floors on a bending knees. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Oh, hey mama, hey mama, my heart loves you. Oh, yeah.
I always love my mama.
Yeah.
She's my favorite girl.
Only gets one, only gets one, yeah.
I always love my mama. She born me in this world.
I'm talking about mama.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I think it's time to shut it down. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer, and thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow my radio show. So thank you, brothers. I appreciate it. And I want to give a shout out to all of the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. A day late, but a dollar short. It's a celebration for the mothers. So I'll see you tomorrow from 3 o'clock till 4 something on Tuesday's radio show. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Be safe. Wear your mask. Have your social distance and wash your hands. And I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good evening. God loves you, and I love you too. Good night.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, you all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back.
But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
sweetie? And dear mama, some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrog, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king that William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
Trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Do you? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity!
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you got to catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf. You understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities. And some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.